What colour is dead salmon?
There was a time when you could tell what colour something was by its name. Red, green, even lemon yellow or royal blue immediately told us what something would look like. But as anyone who has recently bought clothes, a car, or even children's crayons has probably noticed, the trend for giving colours bizarre names is now everywhere. And the image they create in our mind does not necessarily correspond with the actual colour. One company which may have taken this trend the furthest is the popular UK paint company Farrow & Ball. They sell a wide range of beautiful colours with very unusual names. It's easy to laugh at these names, but in fact, many of them have stories behind them. Dead salmon. Why did the company give this attractive brownish-pink colour such a depressing-sounding name? In fact, the name has been used for this colour for more than 200 years. According to Farrow & Ball, the name comes from an 1805 bill for the painting of the library of an old English country house. Dead actually referred to the paint finish, in the way matte or gloss might today. Arsenic. The name of this pleasant greenish-blue colour may surprise people, who associate the name with a poisonous chemical and think of it as a white powder. However, in the late 18th century, arsenic was used to create a colour called Paris green, which was commonly used in paint and wallpaper. Many people became ill as a result of living in houses with Paris green walls or wallpaper, including, it is said, Napoleon. Monkey puzzle. This dark greyish-green colour is named after a kind of pine tree found in Chile and Argentina. The tree got its English name in the 1800s after examples were brought to London, and somebody commented that it would be very difficult to climb, even for a monkey. Cabbage white. This subtle shade of white, which has a slight bluish hint, also gets its name from nature. It is named after the cabbage white butterfly, so called because the caterpillars feed on cabbages.